You may stop. All right. Now, do this. One, two, two, three, three, four. One, one. One, two, one, three, one. No, 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 three. All right. Just to break it up a little bit. Now, how are you feeling? All right. And who are you?
A new person.
And what is that new person?
Empowered.
Empowered. All right. Now, one more volunteer. All right. Take the seat of the person coming up. Stand where the last person was. And how are you feeling? All right. Now, the notion that you call personality imitation can be very helpful for the notion of shifting your personalities and breaking yourself out of habits of using all personas you are to create a lack of habit. Getting in the act, in other words. Now, say after me. Is there, I'll ask you this, is there a habit, a pattern, a worry, a doubt, a fear that you used to have?
Yes.
Name it.
That I would get involved with unavailable.
That you would get involved with unavailable men. Interesting choice of wording, in that you get involved with someone who is unavailable. There seems to be a bit of a paradox in there, but that's all right. All right. Now. What kind of a line, what kind of a statement, what kind of a sentence would be typical of that you? Commenting on that situation. All right. All right. Very good. Say it again.
Why do I do this?
All right. What is the year on your planet? Shift now into 1928. Say the line now as you would say if you were living in 1928. All right. Shift now into the year 1100. Say the line now if you were living in the year 1100. All right. Now, was there any difference in the feeling between those three statements, even though they seem to be the same statement on the surface? How did each of them feel? How did the first one feel, the one you're used to saying?
Fed up.
Fed up. All right. Now, how did the 1928 one feel? All right, this is exciting, but I'm not sure it makes me feel very good. How did the one in 1100 feel? What's this about? All right, all right. What era would you like to go to most excitedly? What era do you identify with in your history most excitingly? Thirties and forties. What kind of a persona would you be in that era? How would you define yourself or describe yourself in that era? First of all, what age would you be? Same age you are now?
Yeah.
All right. And how would you be? And is that different from how you are now? And if so, how?
Yeah, I guess it is a little different.
How? How is it different? You get to move more freely. What do you mean by that?
I don't lock myself into what society dictates for a woman because I would still prefer to be a woman in any area.
All right. So you are saying that you feel that your 1940s persona is actually less restricted than your 1990 persona.
No.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that the 1940s persona is more restricted than my persona.
Ah. The difference is that there is more freedom now.
Yes.
All right. Why were you attracted then to the 1940s persona? What is it about being attracted to that persona that you like?
It seems comfortable.
Comfortable in what way? Be that persona. Would you speak differently as that persona than you are speaking as the 1990s persona? Would your body language and your body posture be different? Yes or no?
It doesn't seem to be that way.
Let it be that way. Do you have a picture of yourself as a 1940s persona?
Yes.
Are you standing differently than you would stand if you were a 1990s persona?
No.
Why not? What would you be wearing as a 1940s persona?
Pretty much what I'm wearing right now.
What are you wearing right now? Made out of 1990 materials? Then how could you possibly be wearing them in 1940? Would they not feel different, made out of different material? Would you not move your body differently? Would you not be standing differently? Would you not have different habits? What kind of habits would you have? What would be the automatic assumptions and habits of a person in the 1940s? All right. Would you have a cigarette between your fingers right now?
Yes.
Then hold your hand that way. Thank you. Do you feel a little more different? This is what I'm saying to you all. When I tell you to act this persona out, I don't just mean run it through your mind. Do you not understand how differently you feel when you actually physicalize something? Get the point? Toots. All right. Although I believe that that wasn't quite around in the same way. Now, why not angle your body language just a little bit until you really feel like you're slipping into that 1940s persona? Let me know when you are there. What's your name?
Maureen.
Maureen?
Yes.
Good day, Maureen.
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Well, thanks.
I am fine. What brings you here to my office today?
I'm looking for a job.
What kind of work? You'd like to be a singer? Well, there are lots of singers. Cabarets are a dime a dozen. What makes you think you can cut it? Oh, really? How good?
Good enough.
We'll see about that. All right. Let's hear what you got. Cat got your tongue? Not in the habit. I ain't asking you for no habit. There's an ashtray on the table right next to you. Don't be nervous. Go on, cut loose. I gotta know if you can deliver the goods before I can put you in one of my clubs.
All right, okay.
Well, I'll believe it when I see it. All right, I got the picture.
Give her a contract.
Give her the job. Sorry, that was my subconscious.
Aren't you supposed to be downstairs washing glasses? What are you doing listening outside the door? The job pays $30 a week. Then you can go down the block to Frankie's.
I'm worth 50.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who says?
Me. And your customers when they come looking for you.
You're that good, huh? All right. You got it. It's a deal. However, you pay for your own cab. All right, then. When can you start?
Are you open tonight?
I'll see you at 6.
Sounds good.
Now, how do you feel?
Terrific.
Who are you?
I just feel great. I just feel good.
Then that's who you are.
That's who I am.
Yes.
Yes.
You are. That feeling. This is also what we are saying. The feeling itself, the vibration itself, that's who you are. And very often what confuses many of you, as the old persona expressed, and keeps finding the repetitive patterns of things such as unavailability in any kind of situation, is that you often go looking to define yourself beyond the feelings that are right there with you. It is the feelings you feel that are you. That is what you are. It is who you are. It is the beingness. It is your soul. That's really all you need to know, and it is really all you need to act on, are the feelings that are true and are you. That will allow you to express yourself in any situation, any way you need to be taken seriously, to be known transparently, and to be handed the opportunities that are representative of who it is you are willing to express yourself to be. The only reason that situations in your life would be unavailable is because you are not available to yourself. You are not accessing the feelings, the real you, the you you want to be. You're not being the feeling. You are attempting to define yourself through some artificial presentation when all you really need to be taken seriously, is to be the feelings that you all are. That's who you are. Your feelings. You understand? Does this help?
Yes.